T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Ed, tell us what E3 is and what everybody's talking about there this time.
Yeah, so E3 is the world's biggest video game industry event. You have like 70,000 people here in LA that cram into the convention center and talk about all things video games. And what's interesting this year is that it's all about streaming platforms, platforms where you can stream video games as opposed to playing them on a traditional games console. So in years gone by, it's really been talking about the competition between the Microsoft Xbox and the Sony PlayStation, but the consoles are really absent from this year's event. Now, we heard from Google recently last week about their Stadia streaming platform. It's a service that for $10 a month, you can stream a huge library of video games on any of your devices. So it could be your smartphone, your TV, your laptop, any free monitor that you've got, you can play video games and you don't need a console. And this is the direction the industry is moving in. The latest today here, I just spoke to Microsoft head of Xbox Game Studios, that's their games business, and he's just told me that their xCloud service is going to be in two parts, and one of those is going to be free. So if you've got an Xbox console at home, their new service, starting in October of this year, is going to allow you to stream video games from your console at home on your mobile device anywhere. You don't have to be at home, you can be in the, you know, out and about. And that's really exciting because it changes how consumers are playing video games. You don't need to be stuck to the sofa anymore. You can play them more on the go. And for, you know, from an investor's perspective, that's exciting for game developers and publishers because it opens up new avenues and new consumers for them.
How much gaming is done anymore on a console versus streaming?
Well, one of the other key themes of E3 is this strategy, like whether a game is free to play. So for example, Fortnite was a huge game in 2018 and the beginning of this year. And not all of that play is done on a console. Some of it's done on PC, some of it's done on mobile. And if you look at the offerings that developers are announcing here at E3, they're doing that with some with that in mind, you know, where these games are going to be available on the mobile device. This is a $150 billion industry globally. So sales of video games estimated to be around $150 billion this year. And a vast majority of that is expected to be mobile gaming, about $100 billion. So that kind of puts into perspective how the industry has changed over the last few years.
You know, it's funny because we talk a lot about Hollywood and actors and actresses. There's more money in gaming than in movies, isn't there?
Well, speaking about Hollywood, on Sunday, Microsoft had its big unveil where they talk about all the new upcoming games. And the game to watch this year and next year is a game called Cyberpunk 2077. It's a first-person shooter set in the future, futuristic game, all high spec. And who walks out on stage to unveil it? It's Keanu Reeves. And the crowd went absolutely wild. And it was really interesting because Keanu Reeves is not just endorsing this game. He's a character within the game. And that's an interesting, it's a new direction for video games, getting some established names behind the platform, behind that kind of entertainment space to back the game. And the reception was absolutely incredible. But like, this event is glitzy. You know, a lot of the industry insiders are walking around, they're getting swamped by fans because this is how people entertain themselves. They're not just sitting in front of their TVs watching shows. Adults, children, older people of all ages are playing more and more video games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.